everyone. It's your hosts, Anna.
And Kirby.
And this is Japan Top 10 with episode 342 for the Top 10 Countdown for October 2020. Japan Top 10.
This is the second episode for our Listener Appreciation Month. No ads, no announcements, and no interruptions.
If you're enjoying the benefits of this episode, including the extra songs aside from music and commentary, please consider being a Premium Platinum Patron donor at jtop10.jp/club.
If listeners have song requests for episodes released this month, please see our website at jtop10.jp to let us know.
And to start off our countdown, we have a new song in number 10, Hajimatte Iku, Takamatte Iku by Sambo Master.
Number 10. Da, 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 da.
未来を見せてください光ばかり浴びたい俺胸いっぱいの期待報われたいのに虚しい暗い辛い魂痛い暗い不甲斐ないもうやだよ懲りんざい切った張ったバカの悲しい朝飛んだ笑い草でももう今マジなんだ鳴り響け合図そこにかけてみたい君を抱きしめたいそうさ未来未来
Yamaguchi Takeshi, lead vocalist and guitarist for the band, met Yasufumi Kiyuchi in a university music club and met their bassist Yoichi Konda in February of 2000. The three then came together to create Sambo Master.
The band name is a reference to Sambo, a Soviet martial art and style of amateur wrestling. Sambo is an acronym of the romanization of Samo Zashchita Bed Zaruje, which means self-defense without weapons.
They have done the fifth opening theme for Naruto, titled Seishun Kyosho Kyoku, and the seventh opening of Naruto's follow-up anime, Boruto.
At number 9, we have another new song. It's from Mr. Children, Turn Over.
Number 9. Akegata no Tokyo wa shiraketa hyoujou de nemurenai boku no koto o yoroshiteru. Konna sato de kyou o kaete shimau no wa dare no sei nan datte
Commonly known as Misuchiru, this band got its start in 1989. Currently, they are one of the best-selling artists in Japan, selling over 75 million records.
The band has focused a lot of their attention on social and charitable causes, including Act Against AIDS in 1994, helping AP Bank, a nonprofit group designed to tackle environmental projects by funding them, and craziest of all, helped to create the song Zero Landmine, a single focused on promoting the problem of landmines and banning landmines.
Their last four albums, Mr. Children 2005 to 2010, An Imitation, Blood Orange, Reflection, and Juryoku to Kyoku all hit number one in the charts.
Going into number 8, we have another new song by Unison Square Garden. It's Sekai wa Fancy, or in English, The World is Fancy.
Number 8.
The world is fancy. なんて言ってしまったらどうする彼の全信頼はどうなる信じたくないのそう言っても背中合わせ次元爆弾なんだ悲しいけど油断は決められる The world is fancy 某日ちょっと感触を起こし勢い任せ殴ったほら殴って殴って恋をしてまた殴って殴って泥沼めちゃってなってるのは何色した有機物だっけ間間間なんか聞き飽きちゃったなどマジちょろい歴代将軍とかマジちょろい一貫っていうのはただ丸くすることなんだっけロックンロールの方がゴツゴツして美味しそうだなこんな世界が楽しすぎちゃって愛しすぎちゃってハッピーシャバラだった恋をしちゃうね賞味順序がクライマックスしてしまう深くある話届こいてまったく変電盤が当然一丁じゃ読み解けないから頬を出せMy fantastic guitar緩んだところを一気に進めるほだしてほだしてじわり欺いて正面からポイントも省く担当者が不在ならばその前に法律作って以上終了だ抜かりなさすぎるねねねねねねねシャバラだった恋をしちゃうね賞味順序がクライマックスにしてしまう核ある話届いてまったく変幻版か当然一丁じゃ読み解けないからシャバラだった造作ないね賞味簡単にコントロールしてしまう核ある話難しさだって千変万人きっと単純に終わり向かったらダサく散ってリボンするんだってコンティニュー独自でタンジェントロールシャッハってコンタ何台シャワーだったって話そうぜ The world is fancy The world is fancy The world is fancy The fancy is lonely
The band was formed in 2004 under the same nameUnison and was later renamed to Unison Square Garden. The band members are Kosuke Saito for vocals and guitar, Tomoya Tabuchi for bass, and Takao Suzuki for drums.
Each subsequent album has hit higher and higher peaks in the charts, with their latest Mood hitting number 2.
From 2004 to 2009, the band was huge in the indie band world, participating in events like Hakoniwa Nostalgia,Highline Records' 10th anniversary, and their first one-man live performance at the Shimokitazawa Club Q.
At number 7, we have another new song. It's from Kiss My Futotsu, Endless Summer.
Number 7.
Thank you.
僕らを今輝かせ突き動かす
伸び伸び
雲を抜けてゴーウィンの暑い夏の到来忘れられないような季節を二人で刻みに行こう Endless Summer 季節は移り変わってゆくけど僕らの夏は終わることはない Oh yeah 想像以上の明日を掴みに行こうどこまでも続くこの道
The band is a conglomeration of two other boy bands, Kismai Futo and ABC Jr., to make Kismai Futo 2, made in 2005. The name came from taking the first letter from each of the members' last names. Kitayama, Senga, Miyata, Yoko, Fujigaya, Tamamori, and Nikaido. The ni is Nikaido, meaning two in Japanese.
One of their main gimmicks is that all the members do tricks and acrobatic moves while on roller skates.
All nine of their albums have peaked at number one in Japan. Kiss My First, Good Ikuze, Kiss My Journey, Kiss My World, Ice Cream, Music Colosseum, Yummy, Free Hugs, and Toy 2.
Some interesting titles for singles. That's probably why they became number one. They're so eye-catching to even look at.
Yeah, they have Kiss everywhere.
Dropping four spots into number six, we have Mirage by Vika Blanca.
Number six.
It's a guy, Kimi Gawa
Vika Blanca, the 27-year-old singer from the Aichi Prefecture, is an amazing singer. His falsetto voice with his piano skills have made him a new favorite in the Japanese charts.
One of his songs, Wake Up Sweetheart, won the Minami Wheel in 2012, an omnibus circuit tour with lots of Japanese singers and bands.
Vika Blanca has also created an ending theme for the popular anime Fruits Basket called Lucky Ending.
Hey Anna, is it time for an advertisement?
No, because it's Listener Appreciation Month and there are no ads this episode. So let's move on to the next song.
No ads. Okay, at number 5, we have Gravity by Bump of Chicken, another new song.
Number 5.帰り道いつも通り視界の隅っこほとんど外君が花を綴った空を割る夕方のサイレンQ水灯の下あれは子守僕らは時計を見ないようにしていたけど そんな風にして時間に気づいてしまうから書き消すようにしゃべろうとしてなんだかやっぱり黙ってしまう君の影の君らしい夜方を眺めてるだけで いくつ繋げたって遠ざかる今一番伝えたい思いが胸の中声を上げるそんなの全て飛び越えて子供のまま笑って裸足のメロディー歌うからいつ
つの日かどっちかが遠くに行ったりして会えなくなったりするのかな。今が嘘みたいに、じゃあまた会えた時はみたいに、またまなってそばにいられるのかな。大人っぽく振る舞ったり尖って見せたり、刺さった時にごまかして変な感じになったり、そういうのまとめて愛せるくらいに、僕らは僕らを信じられてた。割と当時にくしゃみしちゃうのが面白かったよ。泣きそうになったよ。今日が明日昨日になって誰かが忘れたって、今君がここにいることを僕は忘れないから、見えない涙拭って謝るように笑って、触ったら消えてしまいそうな細い雪の冷たさが、やけどみたいに残ってる。つなげたって遠ざかる、今一番伝えたい思いが胸の中声を上げ、せーので全て飛び越えて、僕らのまま笑って嵐のメロディー歌うから、そして一緒に手を振るんだよ、笑顔のまま、またねって晴れても、明日がちゃんと来ますように。一緒じゃなくても、一人だったとしても、また明日の中に君がいますように。
Gravity is featured in the new animated movie Love Me, Love Me Not, or Omoi Omoware Furi Furare in Japanese, which is based on a shoujo manga written by Io Sakisaka. The series started in 2015, and in 2020, this new animated movie and live-action film both premiered.
An English adaptation of the manga was also approved, with the first volume released in March of this year. The story follows two high school girls who live in the same apartment building but have very different views on love and relationships, and who are both going after boys in their individual ways.
The title of the manga comes from an Acme commercial in the 80s. Weird, but the commercial claimed that the location of the acne on one's face revealed whether one's crush liked them or was ignoring them. The Japanese tagline was popular with high school girls back then.
That's crazy. I don't know if I would like freak out if I would see a pimple just like pop up and decide that, oh, my crush likes me. Or
so it's like fortune telling with your face.
Yeah, that would be insane if that was true. Gravity is not being officially released as a single until early November and will be released along with their track Acacia. Moving into number four, it's another new song, and it's Asahi, Morning Sun, in English, by Aimeon.
Number four.
Number four. ツタになってボロボロになって、どっかの公園の隅にでも捨ててください。愛されたい、愛されてみたい、愛されて愛してみたい。終電逃して何のつもりって聞かれた恥ずかしさ、期待してないなんて言えないし、というか分かってよ、もう分かってよ、どうでもいいよ、もうどうでも、そうやっていつも傷つけるんだ。どっかの誰かさんはそうやってまた明日傷つけて、気づかないで傷ついてキスせがんで、ダメね、こんな私ではダメね、乾電池みたいな女だよ、それは自覚しているし、度胸もない、包み込んでくれる故郷もない、今日もいない、どうしようもない、どうでもいいよ、もうどうでも、スタスタになってボロボロになった、心のシュレッダーの幅も Oh ガタガタガ。愛されたい、愛されてみたい、愛されて愛してみたい、愛されてみたいだけの欲望なら、どんな時もでも好きです、好きです、好き、気持ちの悪い自分を殴りたい、少し痛い、大切なとこ、心臓はそこどこそこ、それが痛むの、嫌いじゃない痛み、ダメね、こんな私ではダメね、始発待ちベンチ、どっちの方向かもわからぬままに、ただまだ痛い痛い痛い痛い、あの感触をまだ確かめてたい、
for the release of her new album, Oishi Pasta ga Aru to Kiite. Aimyon had a deal recently where purchasers through Amazon would actually receive their package in a special Aimyon-themed shipping box, featuring a cartoon of her laying on a record player on the top.
For owners of Alexa-powered speakers, there was also a surprise from Aimyon. Early in September, Aimyon's voice was replacing Alexa's during morning briefings. Similarly, one could hear a special message recorded by her if they requested to hear her album.
Wow, how nice. With the continued success of her singles this year, her voice has become one ubiquitous of 2020. So maybe it's not unexpected to hear it all over the place.
And we're not running out of new songs. At number three, it's Time Warp from Perfume.
Number three.
Perfume has been working with producer and songwriter Yasutaka Nakata since 2003, and have said that they have no input in the songs or in the writing of them, but that the writing is adjusted to match their lives and mature with them.
Interesting. Perfume's lasting popularity is due to their extremely catchy melodies, absurdly intricate instrumentals, and deceptively difficult choreographies. Of course, their stage performances are known as some of the best in Japan, and the quality has not seemed to drop over the years.
Perfume has a lineup of projects slated for release this fall, including their first costume book, which is a book that looks back on their history since debut. They've had many pop-up stores, a movie that was playing for only a couple of weeks, and this new single. They also did a huge collaboration with Disney earlier in the year, and have been extremely busy in spite of their Dome Tour finale being thrown out of the window due to the virus.
Staying at number 2 in our countdown, it's Hello by Official Hige Dandism.
Number 2.
Thank you.
Higaden has been setting up so-called online live 2020 arena travelers shows as a replacement for their live shows.
They've expressed that they're not entirely dismayed by the more personal feeling smaller lives, as it is a return to simplicity and more intimate shows. Although, of course, they're looking forward to resuming their normal tours and packing arenas, they've been really active in the meantime. Staying at number one, it's Kanden from Kenshi Yonezu.
Number one.
した世の終わり行くは未だ不明まりまって虚しくてぽまっちゃったワンワンワン失った積もりもないが何か足りない気分ちょっと変味入りなって不可思考だよリンさ今日だよどうかしょうもう何も考えないよ銀河系の外れとさよなら夜だ夜でも僕らってやったたいて笑い合う誰にも知られないままたった一瞬のこのためきを食べ尽くそう二人でくたばるまでそしてこうは僕らに乗りはまだ行こう誰も追いつけないくらいのスピードで
した誘うと消けど気は未だ不明邪魔くさくてイラついて迷い込んだニャンニャンニャンこいらで落とした財布誰か見ませんでした馬鹿みたいについてないめっちゃ貸してくれハイウェイスターよ相棒もう一丁漫画みたいな喧嘩しようよシャレにならないワイドやつをお試しで互いに笑い合う目指すのはメロウなエンディングそれは心臓は絶対に忘れ物追いかけた途端に見失っちゃうのきっと永遠がどっかにあるんだとさっても探し物も悪くはないでしょう たった一瞬のこのきらめきを食べ尽くそう二人でくたばるまでそして幸運は僕らに乗り場まだ行こう誰も追いつけないくらいのスピードでそれは心臓は絶対に忘れ物追いかけた途端に見失っちゃうのきっと
Kenshi Yonezu's music is great on its own. with a really recognizable sound, but the music itself is not the entire experience he offers. Loyal fans of his know to check his YouTube as soon as a new song drops, because his music videos are often as good as the songs.
Kanden's music video creation was led by visual creator Yoshiyuki Okuyama and was filmed at Toshimaen, a historical amusement park in the Tokyo area that opened in September 1926.
Unfortunately, the park closed in summer of this year, but not before Yonezu had his chance to film his wildly entertaining, albeit slightly unsettling video.
And that's the end of our countdown, so now we're going to go into our extra songs, starting with the indie spotlight, Louis Ling and the Bombs with their song Onigiri. Louis Ling and the Bombs is a punk rock garage pop band based in Paris.
Their sound is self-described as a mix of ultra-political, anarchic punk rock and children's nursery rhyme riot pop laced with a whole sonic attack of chaos and fizzy energy.
Wow, that statement itself was already very crazy and energetic.
Yeah.
They formed in 2006 by Josh, a musician-producer from the UK, who has written J-pop songs for licensing to publishing companies and a J-pop song for an idol boy band with Pete Berenger.
Josh has produced over 60 to 70 records with rock bands in his studio in the north of Paris.
Find out more about the band in our upcoming indie artist interview episode.
We also have a extra 90s 80s flashback. It's from Babe with the song Get the Chance from 1988. BABE is a pop idol duo with members Kondo Tomoko and Nikaido Yukari. Debuted in 1987 with the single Give Me Up, and disbanded in 1990.
They were a singing duo with a sense of humor, goofy girls with goofy outfits.
Get a Chance was the duo's sixth single. An English version of the song was included on their album Fight in 1988.
The song was used as the ending theme for Project Eiko, action comedy science fiction anime. Following Eiko Magami, a 16-year-old red-haired sailor suit teenage schoolgirl, who goes on an adventure from high school to outer space as she struggles to finish her homework, rescue her friend Seiko, and save the Earth from an alien invasion.
That sounds wild.
Yeah.
The song was later included on the premium Best BABE in 2012. BABE's sixth Best Hits album, a double disc including the album's 18 tracks in karaoke versions.
And for our last song of the episode, we have our Visual K extra. It's Nightmare with their song Illumina from 2007.
Oh,
The Visual K band Nightmare formed on January 1st, 2000 in Sendai by guitarists Sakito and Hitsugi, while most of the members were still in high school.
Nightmare made their debut as a cover band covering songs by X-Japan and Lunacy.
Illumina is from the album The World Ruler, 2007. Nightmare's fourth full-length studio album, which started the band's experimentation with styles of electronica ambiance.
The song was famously used as the ending theme to Death Note anime.
Well, this is the end of the episode. We hope that you enjoyed the no ads, the no announcements, and the no interruptions for our Listener Appreciation Month episode.
And watch out for the next episode. Andy and Ethel are preparing for another brand new episode of our Indie Artist Interview Series and continuing our October Listener Appreciation Month. They will see you in about 2 weeks from now. And that concludes our show. This has been your hosts, Kirby
and Anna.
And we will see you again in another episode of Japan Top 10.
Bye!
Bye!
Japan Top 10, the number one Japanese music podcast.